This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, sometimes people all over the internet get mad at me for interrupting a lot. It's just a guy saying, I don't know this, I don't know that. I'm jumping in on him. The viewers all love Tim Harmson. I like his channel. I've seen it as well. A lot of my crew like him. But the reason I've been successful is I'm not polished. I'm pissed off. And I'm frothing at the mouth here because this is an attack on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. I want to invite Tim back later in the week, you know, to do a longer interview with us. He's a really smart guy about all this. We got the folks from Spice Tactical joining us who've just been banned off YouTube, and they admit they banned them, saying they egregiously violated showing how to use firearms like that's a bad thing. And I've got all the transcripts of it. But, Tim, in the 4 or 5 minutes left, let me just give you the floor instead of me ranting. All I'm saying is, we've got to get angry. We've got to get focused. This is real. This is happening. This is un-American. It's the EU admittedly pressuring YouTube and others to censor us. We were showing articles of that. Foreign unelected government run by the Nazi heir, Juncker, wants us shut up and says he's going to stop Trump. And the communist Chinese are involved. They've bought off our media. I'm not just saying this. This is the war we're in. This is the real fight for the country. Go ahead.
I absolutely agree, Alex, and I think that one of our biggest enemies right now in all of this is apathy. A lot of gun owners falsely believe that the Republicans are going to save them. If they just sit back and trust the Republican representatives are going to save them, they are not. Many of these anti-gun bills, like Carbello's bill out of Florida, was authored. It was a bump stock ban bill, which is a false narrative, by the way. It's far more sweeping than just a bump stock. But they're trying to ban semi-automatics, and Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats in all of this, and people, gun owners, are apathetic. They're sitting back thinking that somebody else is going to fight this battle for them, and they're not. They need to get up off their rear ends and fight this battle by making phone calls, sending emails, and being politically active, because they're going to wake up one morning and their semi-automatic rifles are going to be gone, and they're going to say, well, how'd this happen? I didn't see it coming. That's because you're asleep and not paying attention.
That's right, and if you look at everything they're doing, I mean, they're going after it all. They know we've woken up. The globalists are scared. This is their big move. Everybody needs to understand that.
And I agree. And people definitely need to get up and start making their voices heard. You have Bloomberg, who is outspending for an entire budget for an entire year for all 50 states. In my little town of Valparaiso, Indiana, on Saturday, we have a March for Your Lives protest that's going on that I'm helping to work with a counter-protest group that's going to support the Second Amendment. But good grief, I mean, they're focusing less on federal legislation, and these anti-gunners are getting very successful and being very successful at the state level and at the city level.
Well, that's the Bloomberg plan. That's the Bloomberg plan.
It is. It is. And they've shifted gears. Their tactics have shifted, and our response hasn't shifted. But look, Florida fell to an anti-gun bill that just a year ago most people would think would never pass in Florida. But they just passed a bump stock ban, which they just recently announced that, oh my gosh, they may have inadvertently banned far more than bump stocks. It wasn't inadvertent. It was totally by design, and it just happened in the gunshine state. And if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere else.
And let me
add
this.
People have to get up and fight.
Trump means well overall. He's doing a great job. They slipped stuff in front of him. He thought it was arm the teacher bill. We need to put pressure on him on the gun deal, or he could go sideways.
Absolutely. We need to make all of our representatives know exactly where we stand, including the President of the United States. And I agree, he probably means well, but he needs to be educated, because I'll guarantee you the Second Amendment isn't his top priority. Donald Jr. is a big shooter. I see him at all the events. But, you know, his father, not so much. And so we need to help guide him. And we need to tell these Republicans they better do their jobs, or they're going to get to see a mass, you know, purge, just like in 94 when they let the assault weapons happen under President Clinton.
Well, here's the takeaway. We got a beachhead with Trump. That got the enemy to counterstrike. This is the second American Revolution. The leftists know it. They're up there saying that. They're coming after us. Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel. People should visit it on YouTube while it's still there. YouTube.com, Military Arms Channel. And again, what's the website for folks that want to visit it?
It's full30.com, full30.com, or Military Arms Channel on YouTube.
All right, folks, this is the battle for the Republic. This is it. Not a drill.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I got a nasty reputation with globalists, communists, fascists, Islamicists, tyrants, bullies, you name it. I love having that reputation. And I'm so honored to be here with you right now. President Trump's done amazing things with standing up against the deindustrialization, China's $400+ billion trade deficit. He announced $60 billion in sanctions for intellectual property theft. A lot of big breaking news on InfoWars.com. We have investigative journalist Laura Loomer joining us at the bottom of the hour. They got the footage and the audio of the Broward County teachers meeting with select students, planning to basically storm the White House. But if you want to have a pro-gun rally, they kick you out of school. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the fight for the First Amendment, the fight for the Second Amendment's here. And YouTube and Google frame this like, oh, we're just saying if you're selling guns, you can't sell them online. They're not selling guns directly to people on YouTube. They're saying, just like the big banks called for and the Democrats called for a month ago, they said, we want to ban people transferring guns. We want to ban gun shops, anybody that even sells guns like Sporting Goods and Cabela's and Dick's, from being able to use credit cards. So Dix went, okay, we'll stop selling semi-auto. And now we have the breaking news. We're scanning it in, putting it on InfoWars.com, sent to us by a Citibank executive. We've checked it. They're saying, you sell semi-auto, you sell bump stocks, you sell under 21, you sell BB guns. We're banning it. So there's the Citibank situation. They're coming for everybody right now, and they think we won't notice. This is a ban on our free speech, not just the Second Amendment. Just like Twitch has billions of views a week, it's the new ESPN. They're signing top video game players like Ready Player One, like it's real, to huge contracts. This is the big new push that Amazon's doing. Well, we need to point out, okay, well, you don't bake the gay couple's cake, you get a $500,000 ruling. What happens when you won't let the conservative show guns on the internet legally, but everybody else can? Ah, you see. But we got to frame the debate the way it is. Kit Cope's a great guy. I've been here in studio a few times. He's a four-time Muay Thai world champion, MMA title contender, current position director of marketing, Spice Tactical, firearms manufacturer in Florida, founded September 10, 2001. He formerly hosted the Wild World of Spike on Spike TV. And Kit has also worked as a private security contractor, and I won't get into all that, SpiceTactical.com. So, Kit, thousands of sites banned a month ago. Few came back. Then you guys just got completely banned and were the poster child. I think being punished for being patriots, standing up to Antifa, and being sponsors of InfoWars. As you know, folks get 5% off of promo code Alex, getting the ultimate AR-15 accessory. So this is true prior restraint, true Soviet-level censorship, and I think America should really get upset.
Absolutely. And not only, I mean, obviously we're all upset. We need to actually do something, something in the class action realm or something like that, because these companies, though they really are public utilities, they're still trying to, you know, espouse the terms of a private company, and we can make up our own rules because we're a private company, not a government entity, and that kind of thing. So we got banned on Tuesday. We have maybe 20 videos. We just started our YouTube channel. So we started ramping up the, you know, using that platform. We got an email telling us that we have had several transgressions against YouTube's terms of service. And then about 2 minutes later, we got an email saying that we were banned from YouTube. So that was our warning. No three strikes, nothing like that. We got an email, and then 2 minutes later, oh, by the way, you're banned. So we kind of we just put that information out there to everybody. And now, mind you, the video that we had on there that they decided was too aggressive or whatever was the decision was how to install a trigger guard. That's two dudes standing behind a table. You put this screw here. You put that screw there. It's a trigger guard. That's it. So it's not like there's really anything that they could have grabbed onto. It's just that we're a gun manufacturer. That's all.
Well, let's be clear, though. Hollywood can show the misuse of guns. These anti-gun people can make fortunes off of it. That's all fine. YouTube can take money, you know, for all these new you know, movies that are shoot 'em ups, like the remake of Death Wish, which I'm not against the movie Death Wish. I'm not for censoring it. I'm saying you can't censor us. You can't censor you. And censor everybody, and then the video games and the violence and all the other guns and the military videos, it's totally selective. It's totally discriminatory. Under common law, everything, if they thought $500,000 deal for not baking the gay couple's cake was big, which I say bake their cake, that's a private company, though. But if it's train stations, even if it's private, or ubiquitous systems, you can't say people are banned from commerce. I mean, that's what Nazi Germany did. This is so serious.
Oh, it's even worse than that. If you go onto YouTube right now, you can find videos on how to cook crystal methamphetamine the easy way.
Or kids eating Tide Pods. Or kids eating Tide Pods. Or people, pedophile videos teaching how to pick kids up. Exactly.
Homeless fights, felony fights, all kinds of illegal activities on YouTube.
Well, remember,
right
what
now,
was the name of that whole thing late last year where YouTube allowed billions of views of pedophile videos? Where they promoted pedophilia.
That's on there, but a constitutionally mandated right, they're censoring. There you go. Look at that. How to make crystal meth at home.
What do you think of juries? Because I've talked to the lawyers. We've got it all lined up. We get hit so much. We're picking the suits. They say this is all open and shut for us. The racketeering, the tortious interference. We have the Google and YouTube executives saying our main target's Alex Jones and then anything with American flags or pro-military or pro-Bill of Rights. I mean, real Americans are the enemy. And I'm proud to be in that group. But my God, we had them on four different videos saying we're not being targeted for violating the rules. We're being targeted because we're pro-America.
It's almost as though we're not actually the citizens of America. We're the citizens of an older country that they're trying to move away from.
Exactly. It's like they've rewritten the country, but we're still there. And they're like, no, we're overriding. Bye-bye. You're gone.
Yeah, we've changed our mind. We've changed our mind on all this freedom stuff.
Kit, where do you see this going? We talked just a month ago when you were in studio. We knew this was coming, but I mean, this is getting crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what, the problem is that there's a monopoly. There's an absolute monopoly. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the internet. It's the largest video forum on the internet. Really, it should be a public utility. But they hold all the cards. They make all the rules. Their newest bundle of rules that they're coming out with in April is pretty much going to get rid of anything related to guns whatsoever.
And their test case was Spikes Tactical. Why do you think you were chosen? I want to make this point real quick before I forget, but go ahead.
Yeah, I absolutely think that that we've had a target on our back since we stood up against Antifa.
Because that's their little street enforcers that have had their... That's why they're suing me, as we expose Antifa in Charlottesville. And then they lied about us, and they're Georgetown suing us because they wanted that to be the big youth movement and have them like Mao all come out. And this, I totally agree. That's why they're going after you. Well, I know this. I've talked to people in the Defense Department and Congress and connected to the White House, and they keep explaining the geospatial, the CIA gave Google the keys to the internet, the keys to the technology. It is supposed to be a utility for America. It's supposed to project U.S. values worldwide. It's been hijacked by leftists. That's why Schmidt's out and all this is happening. But there's a war inside of it. So absolutely, Google is really a government agency, and that's classified, but that's about to come out, by the way. And so they're not allowed to be doing this. I mean, they are beyond a utility.
Absolutely. And again, they're abusing that power, that monopoly power that they've got to get rid of anybody that espouses ideals that they don't.
I want to be clear. They were, people can even look this up. A lot of it's public. They were given monopoly power to not be evil and to guard it and to promote and to fight China. They have been sold out like Apple, and there's good people inside. There's a big fight inside. And they let 10,000 Southern Poverty Law Center globalists board YouTube. That's why this is happening. We'll be right.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know,
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Kit Cope of SpikesTactical.com, they got banned as the case point example of a company showing firearms demos to then sell firearms. But they moved on to a whole bunch of other people that are just showing firearms. But the left in Hollywood can take gun sponsorship. They can run their ads showing guns being misused. The way to target them is to go, okay, are you going to kick Twitchy off with all its gun video games? Are you going to kick all these movie trailers off YouTube? Are people going to file suit because they're saying this is bad for the community? You said Spikes Tactical. Well, that means just like Facebook. And I said this on Sunday. I said their stock's going to plunge because they claim they don't want conservatives culling public databases legally, like the Analytica group did out of England for 5 million names. It was only 200-something thousand, but they leveraged it into that when Facebook does it billions a day. This is what they do. So you make a big deal about this so conservatives can't have access, and nationalists, to databases, and then now everybody's going to look at the business model of Facebook and go, well, they do that to the next power. Boom! The free fall can't be stopped. So the left's thinking one step ahead, going after our free speech, going after our guns, not knowing it mobilizes us. So as negative as this is, as long as you get motivated, we win. I don't know how to quantify this. They don't have this stuff in textbooks. They don't teach this stuff anywhere. I just know this. I was always a fighter. But the moment I got knocked down and learned to enjoy climbing back up, the animating contest that Jefferson talked about, that's when I really started living. So they think it's like a reverse cry wolf. It's cry wolf, but it's the opposite direction. They keep banning, they keep censoring, they keep harassing, blocking our bank accounts, physically attacking us, trying to take our kids, doing all the stuff they do to patriots. They think you get sick of hearing about it, or maybe you get intimidated and just go away. Instead of, once you realize I'm going to want it more than the other guy, I have the will to keep going, it's fun to have these fights when it's about your family and your future. So I'm telling folks, long game, commit. But make it when they attack you, like I can't even stand it. I get so much energy. It becomes obnoxious around here. I'm bouncing off the walls right now. We're another attack. I can't even hardly get it up. Okay, politically. This is it, folks. This is America. 1776 Part 2. This is high-tech war. They are long. I was just talking to Cope, smart guy, during the break. He said it's exponential. This is the assault. Everything was a test. This is, it's beginning now. It's and if they get control, folks, they want everything. So I'm ranting. You got the floor. We're going to the next segment, the Laura Loomer breaking news on the Democrats and their big anti-gun push. But this is the assault. And to take down the second, they need the first. To take down the first, they've got to get the second. It's all hanging together. I can feel it in my gut. I can see it intellectually. Tell us what you think we ought to do and where we're going. And all the congressmen calling for Trump's death this weekend, I mean, they are out in the open right now.
Well, what most people are trying to do is trying to retreat and you know, oh, well, we'll go build our own YouTube or something like that. I think that's the absolute wrong direction to take. I think that we need to stand firm and show them that we've espoused our constitutional rights as Americans, and this cannot happen in America. You can't do this in America and force us to make a separate America. This is how it's been here. This is how it's going to continue to be here. It has been successful. They've been attacking it for the last 60, 70 years, and now is the big ramp up. It was gradual before, and now it's moving exponentially faster. We got banned yesterday. If we didn't, or day before yesterday, I guess, if we didn't make a stink, if we didn't get a bunch of calls from a bunch of news entities, if it didn't hit Drudge Report, we would still be banned. They, as 2 minutes after it hit Drudge Report, I was actually doing an interview with NBC as the interviewer got an email from YouTube. Now, we didn't get an email saying, okay, by the way, you guys are reinstated. She got an email because she had reached out to YouTube for a comment. They sent her an email that said, hey, we've got so many videos on our platform that sometimes we make a mistake. So what you're telling me is that you're too successful? You've got too much business, too much success to actually police it properly? And what you're also telling me is that you shoot first and ask questions later. You just stripped us off of YouTube and then looked into our videos to see if there was something against your terms.
And Kit, this is so critical. This is their tactic. They were in Bloomberg doing interviews of how you violated and you were bad. They know Drudge. You know why they fear Matt Drudge? Not that this is the biggest news site in the world. The president reads it constantly. So they knew that's in front of Trump and he gets on the phone. I'm not going to get into it, but the point is, Trump is in there constantly. He knows what's going on, and that's what's so crazy is they fear Drudge because he looks at it more than even the New York Times. He looks at the New York Times way too much. I don't know why he does. But the point is, the president looks at Drudge. He looks at the New York Times, only looks at us like, you know, every few days, people bringing memos. But the point is that that's what's happening. And so they try that tactic of, oh, it was one of our moderators. It's a mistake. Hoping everybody doesn't reach critical mass. They keep waiting to ban everybody and have everybody be quiet. That's why this is so incredibly critical. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we just shut up and went away, nothing would have ever happened. We would have still been banned from YouTube, but we made a stink. We stood firm just the same way we did with our print ad a couple months ago. We stood firm. We said, no, we're not going to stand for it. And next thing you know, oh, there's a lot of backpedaling going on. But they know that they're going to get us in a couple of days anyway. As soon as it turns to April and their new service terms become effective, then they will actually be able to, they'll be able to scrub everything relating to guns and the Second Amendment off of their entire site.
Well, it's here, and people tend to think like, oh, Spike's Tactical, why do I care? That's not my website. It was thousands of sites a month ago. It's a full push. Then when there's people noticing what happened, they back off. And I'm seeing levels of lies now I've never seen. NPR, CBS, NBC, they all ran articles yesterday, I've got them right here, saying Jones is being sued because he says no one died at Parkland. I never said that. There's no video. The lawsuit isn't even about that. But again, the media has gone from lying to next level lying to demonize those of us so they can silence us. It's just next level.
That's the exact point. It doesn't have to be true. They figure it's like it used to be. They used to think, oh well, if it's in print, it must be true. It doesn't have to be true. As a matter of fact, you know, a very small amount of it is actually truth. The Orlando Weekly did an interview. We invited them into the shop a couple of weeks ago. I took them for a tour. I explained what we did. We had a little discourse. And then next thing you know, the article comes out and they just demonize the hell out of us. They had something in the article, talking about how they had a test of the AR-15. In Vietnam, first of all, there were no AR-15s in Vietnam. Okay, it was an M16A1. That the AR-15 came later. But it said what this guy witnessed was an Army Ranger unleashed in full auto on a Viet Cong. And the first shot took his head completely off. And the second shot took his arm completely off. That doesn't happen. That's
sure, it's a witness to their fiction. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. with a formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Laura Loomer's awesome. I'm backing her up till about 15 minutes from now, and I'm going to host her the fourth hour. Trump is so on target. Other than his virtue signaling on guns that Ted Nugent told me personally, the backstory, they have an algorithm way to dynamite the Democrats, and we'll see if it works. But in Florida, they're still going after him, so I don't know if I agree with that. But I'm saying Trump do something about free speech being attacked. He's meeting with a leader for high school students' rights about conservatives being censored everywhere, and Trump was just pledging live during the break we were watching it to stand up against attacks on free speech and to move against political correctness. So last time I talked to Trump months ago, I said, please, they're coming after, they're cutting your base off, they're turning your volume down, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're censoring everybody, and you said, we're going to do something about it. And so you see that going on. So they're trying to censor ahead of the 2018 that's only months away now. We're talking 4 or 5 months away. Let me play a clip of this. We'll go back to Kit Cope here. to talk about this. Because, again, it's all connected. All 10 Bill of Rights are integral to a free society. They don't give you rights. They point out basic common law, inalienable, grassroots, organic law is what it's called, natural law. But Trump is moving. And let me tell you, 50 billion tariff to start on China, 60 billion tariff, that sends a message. Only communist China is left funding the globalists in this country. They're almost cut off. We are. That's why they're squealing and fighting so hard. But I don't want to be overconfident. But this is it. You want to be involved in the Second American Revolution, baby. Doesn't mean our leader's perfect, but my God, he's a patriot. He's strong. He's fearless, and he's doing it. So here's Trump right now hearing about it.
And so, shifting gears for a minute here, one of the other things that you've done so successfully during your campaign and presidency is crush political correctness. And what the college network that we represent, I represent an organization on 1,200 college and high school campuses, is it's harder than ever to espouse support of your presidency and the ideas that you're fighting for. So thank you for what you're doing to help give us the courage of our convictions to fight against political correctness. But what advice do you have for young patriots and conservatives on campus that support your agenda that are being ridiculed and silenced because of administrators that are clamping down on free speech?
So, Joe, it's a great question. I think the numbers are actually much different than people think. I think we have a lot of support. If they have one campus or two campuses, and we know what they are, it gets all the publicity. We have campuses where you have a vast majority of people that are perhaps like many of the people in this room. You could call it conservative, you call it whatever you want, but they're people that want free speech. If you look at what's going on with free speech with the super left, with Antifa, with all of these characters, I'll tell you what, they get a lot of publicity. But you go to the real campuses and you go all over the country, you go out to the Middle West, you go out even to the coast in many cases. We have a tremendous support. I would say we have majority support. I think it's highly overblown, highly overblown.
I totally agree, and we see it on the ground. And so people say, hey, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm just not allowed to say it because of the culture that's been created by the administrators and the professors.
All right, that's Generation Next. I was actually on a plane ride with that guy back from D.C. So that's crazy, Generation Next. I love their logo. It's like the blue country turning red. So we'll pull up maybe their website and show you Generation Next. Going back to Kit Cope, so they're having a whole deal about free speech and the attacks on it. But we have to move. We can't be too confident because they're rolling it out worldwide. The EU is telling Google and Facebook, we're going to fine you billions of dollars like they already have if you don't involve yourself in free speech restriction. How are foreign powers telling us what to do? Just like Turkey's telling the EU what to do. This is foreign entanglements. This is manipulation. So looking at this, Democratic congressman over the weekend said, use Second Amendment to take out Trump. That's this Congressman Tom Suozzi in New York. I have another congressman. Trump is a security threat. Time to get the guy out. Another one of these congressmen, John Garamendi. Well, let's play the clip, though, from the town hall of this guy calling for covert illegal action in America to kill the president. Here it is.
It's really a matter of putting public pressure on the president and making it public, which is hard to break through the news cycle with all the different things. And it's probably about going to the courts as well. This is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, what if the president was to ignore the courts? What would you do? What would we do? So, Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
One of those idiots ask what does. Look at those useless, weak, stupid. I'm sorry, that's what they are. Losers. They're sitting there talking about using our right against us and our elected president and hypothetically saying, what if he ignores the courts when they've been ignoring the courts? And then I've got all these other congressmen calling for violence, hashtag hunt Republicans. They know they're losing, so they're pushing violence. And all I'm saying is, I support the president. I'm the anti-police state guy. But a police state means letting them act like this. At some point, there's got to be pushback against people that are openly financed by foreign powers, calling for violence, calling for this stuff on a daily basis. Biden says he's going to beat the president up. He says, I'll kick your ass back. The media says Trump's threatening Biden. I'm not calling for any violence. I'm not trying to call shots or any of this just because, I trust Trump and I know we're winning in a lot of ways. But I'm, as a man, who's been all informational, really having to go through steps now in my brain and flip switches I've never flipped. dealing with armed criminal groups openly attacking me, attacking others, calling for our deaths. And so I'm having to go down a threat continuum here and try, you know, starting to wake up some things. And I'm just wondering, what do we do? Because are we going to wait till they launch giant violent attacks? They already have. The New York Times already advertises where to go kill congressmen, you know, at their baseball practices. So what do you, as a, you know, a guy that's been involved in a lot of these covert operations, what do you think?
Man, the only real way I think that that it's going to come back around and start heading in our direction again is to basically wait until they actually do something actionable. Right now, they're trying to be really slick and trying to use private enterprise, or at least under the guise of private enterprise.
And they're trying to hype somebody else going out and being violent. They're just showing the win for violence.
Exactly, which is where all of your crisis actors come in, and all your false flag events. And there have been way more than people, even the people that I know of these false flag events, there have been way more than that, way more than most people even know. And I think it's actually going to come down to the president actually having to do something himself, because there's way too much support on the left, because that they don't care about facts. They don't care about realism. They care about sensationalism. They care about emotionalism. And so they don't need to know the facts. So what's going to happen is, once they kick us out of the limelight, they kick us out of off the social media, they take us out of the public eye, well, then it'll be a lot easier to attempt to take the guns.
And that's it. We know the patterns of tyranny. We know they're attempting kind of a communist takeover. They're not communists themselves. They just want power, but they're using that model. And so that's all I'm saying is, just like you said, I talked to a lot of smart folks, high-level Pentagon, you name it, and they're like, I know you can't say it, Alex, but this stuff is actually staged, a lot of it. I mean, yeah, and then, like, PSYOP-wise, people aren't ready to accept it, and they're pissed that we keep getting involved in their PSYOPs and exposing them, and it's just quite a time to be alive. And all I'm saying is, if they step off the porch with a big attempted call of our leadership, we've got to be ready not to sit around and think. Everybody's already got to be in the battle space of who's the enemy, who's been leading things in your area, where if they throw the first punch, bam, instinctively, we got to throw it right back. We got to decapitate them fast.
Yeah, well, and we largely have the support of the military and law enforcement as well, which I don't think that people really grasp. You know, if they say, you know, okay, hey, this military division, I need you to go out and take these people's guns over here. I just don't think that's going to happen, because those are our people.
Let's talk about that scenario briefly. We're going to get Laura Loomer on for about 20 minutes to the next hour, and then John Rappaport is going to take over. And we have to talk about this, because we've been winning politically. They want to get violent because they're losing the peace game. We just have to be ready.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. oneway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
It was 20 years ago, 21 years ago, 1996, that the head of emergency management in South Texas, who was an Army veteran himself, and the San Antonio police chief, who was an Army veteran, Army intelligence, said that Delta Force was trying to buy them off and was training for gun confiscation. Now, I went down and interviewed them, and it wasn't that the Army was bad. It wasn't that Delta Force was bad. They were following orders of Bill Clinton. And then Delta Force gave the head of the SWAT team information for me saying, we're not involved, but here's what's going on. A month later, I didn't even announce the guy's name. They fired the guy off the head of the SWAT team because they had him all surveilled. So here's the deal. This has been going on for a while. Bill Clinton tried to get martial law set up. He couldn't get the military to do it. So how did the media then spin it? ABC, NBC. Jones hates the military and hates police. He thinks your local police officer wants martial law. He hates cops. Then cops would believe it, be jerked to me, and then I kind of bought into it for a while until I got a little more sophisticated. I mean, I'm only 44 now. I'm still dumb. But I'm trying. I'm figuring it out. And so what Kit Cope was talking about, a patriot, the guy that's done clandestine operations, you name it, world champion MMA guy and Muay Thai patriot, is that it's our own military and police that are the key to this not happening because they are actually awake. So when the media spins this like we hate the military and police, no, they're the ones that don't want to be used for tyranny. They're the ones that don't want to back up Black Lives Matter and Hillary and people shooting cops in the back. So they play these games. And I got some incredible footage from City Council that just happened live with Owen Schroyer. I'm going to get to here in a minute. And we got big breaking news after that. But Kit, when I sit here and I talk about preparing for war and violence, I've done everything I've done with information. I know the First Amendment's numero uno of you got it. I just have seen what they do behind the scenes up front. They're spoiling for a fight. There's communists on the streets everywhere intimidating people, pointing guns. You guys stood up to Antifa and you got banned off YouTube. They really think they're going to make their move. And look, we've all had somebody start a fight with us. You can tell they don't know what they're doing. They punch you and knock them in the head. They can't believe they hit the ground. But this is guns. This is government. This is weapons. We don't want them throwing that punch. And I just can't believe the SWAT teams, the Justice Department, Trump, with people like Phil Mudd and others saying we're going to kill the president. Well, Phil Mudd ought to get SWAT teamed, you know? He ought to get his ass drug in front of a judge. I mean, you know, they're trying to really start a damn war here. I don't want violence. I want it to stop. But I know this, if it kicks off, we're not just going to sit here in our houses while they have their special little liberal police units come for us. And that's all I'm trying to say is we need, I don't know what we need to do, Kent. What do you think? I mean, because it's everywhere.
Well, they're basically, it's like the guy that you argue with that knows that he's wrong, that knows that he doesn't have a good point, and since he knows that, then he automatically turns to violence. And they're kind of trying to put that on us. We're the violent ones because we have the guns. No, no, no. We are the peaceful ones because we have the guns. We don't want the violence.
We're not domesticated.
But we're absolutely prepared to deal with the violence.
All I'm saying is everybody better get straight. We are in a crisis situation. We weren't just going to take the country back, and it was not going to be easy. That's all I'm saying is people need to understand. The danger now is 10 times what it was 2 years ago. Do you agree, Kit?
Absolutely. 100%. And it's rapidly getting worse. Rapidly. Day by day.
And, you know, I think our restraint is why they're ratcheting up. But I get our restraint's good because whoever shoots first loses generally. They're going to stage stuff and blame it on us anyways. I know Trump's smart. They know what they're doing. He's rolling out hard now right now. And we just all need to be very vigilant, very active, and very aggressive to let them know politically we're not putting up with this. But George Soros and all these globalists that have pushed this crap, anybody that's called for violence, if violence starts on their side, they're all guilty, and I think they've all signed their death warrant. And I'm just leaving it at that. You call for killing the president or killing veterans or killing police or killing patriots or killing constitutionalists, and then the killing starts, any of you that called for it, you gave the order, you're an officer, an enemy combatant, and that's all I'm saying. And I think the military, everybody, just like Santa Claus, needs to start making their list. And I don't say that to bravado. I mean, it's time, Kit.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between you were talking about the training before, training SWAT officers and National Guard and whatnot to actually go house to house and take the guns back. There's a big difference in training because you've been ordered to train and you want to keep your job, and actually doing it, actually executing it. Because once you actually execute it, once they call for you to execute that action, well, your job doesn't really exist anymore anyway.
And wasn't it the gun confiscation drills of Obama and Clinton that woke the military up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you've seen a lot of extremely disenfranchised veterans as of late speaking on the matter.
Man, I got to tell you, I don't just say that I was a globalist. They got a tiger by the tail. They need to back off. You've got 50 million combat veterans conservatively ready to go, and they're not looking for trouble, but they're not afraid to die. They're not rolling over.
Yeah, you're definitely picking the absolute wrong. Look at these people. You're picking the wrong fight with the wrong people. We don't have to hide our faces because we're not doing anything wrong. We don't have to be anonymous because we'll stand by our...
No, I agree, Kit. All I'm saying is these are the front idiots, the useful idiots of Lenin. We have to deal with the congressmen who have been calling for violence and who are orchestrating it. They are the enemy. They are the ones...
And all it is populism. It's just populism. They're putting out there what they think that all of these... all of the new millennials, which is what, millennials make up a third of our population?
Sure, sure. If I went to a city meeting and said to my listeners, go use the Second Amendment on the president, I should be arrested. I have influence. I'm a serious person. If I said that, I should be arrested. You're not allowed to go around and organize murder.
Absolutely, and you should be. And these people should be there.
It's like the mayors of these cities saying resist ICE when they have warrants and fight them. I mean, that's illegal.
It's extremely illegal. But legal and illegal is such a blurred line right now.
Kit, thank you. SpikesTactical.com. Anybody can go there. 5% off promo code Alex. You stood up. You didn't bend over. So they reinstated it. They're playing major games. You have amazing, some of the best products out there from suppression to beyond that. It's all there. Infowars.com, Newswars.com is our site. So Kit Cope, thank you so much.
All right. Stay vigilant.
People can follow you on Twitter, all that. Great guy. Man, I got to tell you, it's here, okay? The assault is on. Everybody has to triple their information warfare operations right now. Now, Laura Loomer's coming on an hour later than she should have. I appreciate her doing that. We're going to go to break, come back with her. I have Owen Schroyer, incredible footage as well. He was just at the city council. It's powerful. Powerful. It's only been on local cable so far. We're going to premiere that as well in the next hour. He got up and put a mask on in front of the city council and pointed out that Antifa pointed guns and wouldn't let him go to an event a few months ago. You all saw that. Just briefly, though, we can win this 100%. But I've said I want to sue Tom Brokaw for all the stuff he did to us and a few other key people. That's going to cost $500,000. And then to fight the six lawsuits we haven't thrown out, six did fall, that's going to cost money. I don't want to just sit here and not expand their face. So we got products and vitamins and minerals and supplements and the best stuff out there and great T-shirts and just, you know, it's all there. Infowarsstore.com. We've got Trump Pence 2020 Keeping America Great T-shirt. We've got the fluoride-free toothpaste, but it's about to sell out again. We've got the great probiotic fiber. We've got Supermel Vitality 25% off. We've got so much more, 50% off. The other side of the probiotics equation doesn't just knock out the bad bacteria, the yeast, the mold, the candida. Amazing. Myco ZX Plus, now lower price and stronger. So I signed a year contract and went with the top organic manufacturer in the country. And it's already got reviews, 4.8 reviews from Power Reviews. Go read the reviews. Treat yourself to something your body needs and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. They strike the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site with thousands and thousands of items. Sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. Go read those 5-star reviews. And thank you all. You have stood against the globalists. Your will has been incredible. And you've seen ours tested. But the globalists are so fake now. Stuff they put out 10 years ago against somebody would destroy them, even if it was fake. Now, they make up the most outlandish stuff every week about us. And it just blows up in their face because of you. So don't ever call again and thank me. Brothers and sisters, every one of you is the reason we're here. You are the reason we can stand. This crew, everybody here, this is history happening. Fourth hour, straight ahead with Laura Loomer, John Rappaport, and more. Spread the live links on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, personally. Hand out cards with InfoWars on it. Whatever you do, realize they're trying to shut this down because it will destroy them.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Introducing cell phone.